everyone. Welcome to the Pockets of Hope podcast. I am your host, Melina June-Pierre, and I'm so happy to have you listening, whether you are watching on YouTube or streaming on the many different platforms that we are available on. I'm just so excited about this new season. I'm so excited about what God is doing on Pockets of Hope, and it is my esteemed pleasure to introduce you guys to my very first guest of this platform. I'm excited and thrilled to hear her story. I have with me Sylvie Rochelle Diedone of Sylvie Rochelle Speaks, and she is a powerhouse. Just from hearing her voice, I can hear the anointing on her voice, and she has an amazing story. And what we are doing here on Pockets of Hope is we're trying to dive deeper into real stories about what God has done for us and about the God that we serve, just so that you would be encouraged in your own life to know that you are not alone. God is with you. There's purpose in your pain. There is something about your trials. It's not just there, you know, it's just not happening off slack, off air, or just because God might be bored or God is ignoring you. No, he's not. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And it's through these stories you may find the encouragement that you need or the courage that you need to break free from the things that are holding you back from truly pursuing God and serving him in the, you know, in the beauty of holiness, you know. So Miss Sylvie, I'm so happy to have you here. You may go ahead and give us a little bit more about yourself, and then let's just dive into your story. We have, you know, a little less than 30 minutes to just tell the audience about you and your story you were able to share with me, but go ahead and introduce yourself first.
Amen. Hi, everybody. I'm Sylvie Rochelle. You know, everything I am, I do credit it to God. So I am an ordained minister, an author, and as well an entrepreneur. And I'm so grateful to be on this Pockets of Hope podcast. And I'm so grateful to, you know, my new friend, Melina. And I'm just glad to be here. And I'm ready, you know, to really just share with you guys today.
That's amazing. Once again, thank you so much, Sylvie, for being here. And you and I, we had an opportunity to speak for a moment just so I could get a little bit of your background. And I really was intrigued by your story, being that we're both Haitian descendants. We're both, you know, my parentage, although I was born in the Bahamas, my parents are from Haiti. And, you know, it was amazing to hear just a tidbit of your story about being in Haiti and what it was like for you and, you know, just your journey back to America. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. Okay, so I am, you know, as she said, I am of Haitian descent, and then I as well, I was born here, my parents brought me back to Haiti, and from there I was raised, and definitely I really, you know, love my culture. And from there, my parents were ministers, but at the same time, though, they knew God, but I didn't personally know of him. So it took me time, and then the journey of coming out of Haiti was, you know, definitely one to be remembered, because it really took the grace of God and the strength of God to get us out. Because at the time we were there, we were, to leave, we were considered, you know, political refugees because of the government and what was going on at that time. It came to a point where they actually burned all of our house down and, you know, were on the hunt to kill us. And we had to really escape and, you know, come to America. So we had to be deemed as, you know, political refugees. And from leaving Haiti to America, you know, we began our journey. Yeah. But it wasn't until I was at the age of 14 that I really encountered God. I encountered the power of God, and I really began to understand him. This is where I actually began to really hear, you know, God's voice. And from there, you know, I just began to just serve him. And from there, you could say me and God were like two peas in a pod.
Amen. Amen. So just, you know, just through navigating, you said you were about 13 when you encountered God. And so, you know, just kind of walk me through that, because you said your parents were ministers, but you didn't know him for yourself. So do you remember, like, maybe that night, was it at a service, you know, or were you alone in your own room just, you know, thinking things through and you had an encounter? Can you tell me about that?
Well, it was actually one night that we went to a service.
Yeah.
And you know, I was sitting there and, you know, at the time I went to church, but I wasn't really fully interested in what was happening. I never really was an active participant, you know, in church. And so I went, and then as I was sitting down, the worship leader was singing the song. The song just touched me in such a special way, because I was listening to the words of the song. And excuse me. And I've never really sat down and actually listened to this song. But it's a song I've heard before.
Yeah.
But that night I listened to it and I heard it, and from that same moment, you know, I just felt the Spirit of God just tugged on my heart.
My God.
And tears began to stream down my eyes. And as tears began to stream down my eyes, I began to pretty much cry uncontrollably. And I was just, you know, speaking to the Lord and asking him to forgive me.
Yeah.
I just knew that God was trying to say something to me. And from that first moment, I really, truly began to hear the Lord. And many people might say, oh, you know what, God's voice is, you know, you're not going to hear like, oh, you know, hey, I'm God. You know, for everybody, it's truly different. And I'm not, you know, saying that that can't happen either. But for me, I heard the sweet whisper of the Holy Spirit.
My God.
And he began to talk to me about his plans for my life. And he began to, you know, reassure me and comfort me, bring me comfort. And from there, it's just, you know, that journey, just once I got started on that journey, it just became long term. You know, I never wanted to get off that journey.
My God, that's...
And, you know, I really just encountered him. And, you know, all I can say is, once you encounter the Lord, it's a different story than, you know, once you, you know, when you just hear about him, it's just not enough.
Yeah.
But once you begin to encounter the Lord, it's completely different.
My God, that's amazing. You know, I love a good introduction story or a love story with God. You know, that moment when you meet him and you accept him into your life and you feel so much love just rushing through your body, it really does lead to these uncontrollable tears. And you know, and the beauty of it is, each time you do it, I think you kind of feel the same, because you know, when you repent along the way, it's still like he still engulfs you with his love the very same way.
Amen.
Because I remember my first time, I was just 8 years old, when I gave my heart to the Lord, just a little child.
Wow.
You know, I grew up in a very, very, you know, tumultuous childhood. You know, my neighborhood was a tough one in the Bahamas. And to be 8 years old and to be the first person in my family to really give my heart to the Lord, it was at a vacation Bible school. And the missionaries, you know, they came in every summer and they were having like a concert, a revival of sorts on a park in the middle of the area where we lived. And you know, I just felt God as young as I was. It was like a gentle hug. And all I could remember was like thinking, is this there's a God, there's someone that really, really loves me, like love me as that much, like let his son die for me. Yeah, I was 8. I didn't fully understand everything, but I just felt like that was so selfless, and that was so pure, and I needed that kind of love. I needed to know that that love existed. Yeah. And I fully just surrendered myself to that moment. I surrendered myself, you know, to the experience and to just receive God's love in its purity, even with my limited understanding. But I believe, because I was so young and my heart was so pure, that if that was what God needed from me. He just needed my purity and acceptance in that moment. And I just could never forget it. I could never forget the love. I could never even forget the person that prayed me through. You know, sadly, he actually passed away earlier this year, but he was a pastor who, you know, he would praying us through it. I even remember the young missionary who was standing with me and just hugging me. Wow, it's amazing. It's like I have this memory just etched in my mind of that moment, that first encounter with God, and each subsequent encounter, because you know you have situations in your life that causes you to you know to fall away. I know I have. You know, I've fallen back. I've fallen into my own selfish ways many times, but each time God accepted me back into his presence like I never left. And I just love his, you know, his unconditional love. It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. I heard that you mentioned that you are an author.
Yes, yeah. I am.
Can you tell me about your book? Yes.
Okay, so I have two books that I've mm-hmm. written. One called Crowns and Thorns. Crowns and Thorns basically goes in the focus of the life of Jesus mm-hmm. and the crucifixion of Jesus and the mm-hmm. different points of that. And I basically just discuss all of that, how this applies to us, how we mm-hmm. enter in our thorns for crowns of royalty, that we mm-hmm. don't have to go through shame, rejection, yes. you don't have to feel these things, confusion and mm-hmm. hunger, but that we can trade our thorns. You know, those are the thorns of our lives, and that we can trade them in for crowns.
Wow.
And the second book that I've written is called Wake Up mm-hmm. and Glow, and 14 daily tips for daily success.
Wow, that's amazing. I love, you know, I'm a beauty queen, so I love that whole, you know, crown, hallelujah, for thorn. Oh my God, yes. I love that. So can you run that back for me? What is it?
Oh, mm-hmm. with Crowns and Thorns? Okay, Crowns and Thorns is all about, first of all, you know, the mm-hmm. life of Jesus and the crucifixion and the different yeah. points, focal points throughout him going on the cross and being crucified yeah. and you know, my favorite part of the book is about the thorns that they put yeah. upon his head. And these thorns are the things we go mm-hmm. through in this life. Thorns like shame, confusion, mm-hmm. rejection, all these things that we feel in our lifetimes that keep us from truly wearing, you know, our crown of royalty. Because, you know, the Bible says that, you know, our Father, God, Jesus himself is a king. Mm. So we are co-heirs. Yes. So that means we are royalty as well. So that we can trade in our mm-hmm. thorns crown. For actual crowns.
Hallelujah. That is so magnificent. That's so powerful and needed, because when you think about it, there are so many things that we do wear on our head. Mm. Our mind is where yes. the battle is. That's where it starts. You know, even when it comes to accepting God, it has to start with a belief. That's how you're saved. That's how you get your healing. That's how you get your deliverance. It starts in your mind.
Yes.
And so when you have things that are when you have things that are troubling your mind, so I'm picturing these thorns and I'm picturing my mind just being troubled. I'm picturing the burdens, because even when it comes to our health, it's the way that you think. Anything that you're going through, it's the way that you think, the way you formulate in your mind is going to determine how you handle this situation. You know, it's going to determine whether you have faith in God to bring you out of that situation. You know, and I had this revelation that our greatest asset is our mind, and then our greatest gift, you know, what you can do with this asset is your choice. So when you use your mind to create choices, to make choices, to make decisions. And so, like I said, if anything that you have going through, that you're going through, you decide how you handle it. You decide how you walk out of it, how you step into it or step out of it. You decide how you look at the situation.
Yes, exactly.
Hallelujah. And so I could imagine the thorns. That's the troubles. That's That's everything. And you could decide, Lord, I'm going to have faith. I'm going to trust you with my life. And I can just imagine the thorns becoming a crown instantly. It becomes something beautiful. It starts in the mind. It starts in the mind. Where can we get your book?
Well, you can currently get my book, SylvieRochelle.com.
That's amazing.
This is where you could
That's amazing. A beauty queen. I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna get that book as well. And you can tell me a little bit more about the second book, because you're a two-time author. Go, girl.
Praise the Lord. Yes, the second book is called Wake Up and Glow.
Hold up. So you all over my theme, you all over my stuff.
Yes, I love glam, you know, I love glam.
Mm-hmm. I love your background,
you know, I just love anything mm-hmm. that makes you just shine, like I love. So, you know, this book really came to me because one day I actually was trying on some bronzer. Mm-hmm. You know, I always call it a creative story. And I put on the bronzer. I'm like, yo, this bronzer is amazing. Like, it really is making me glow. And from there, the Holy Spirit just whispered this book, you know, to me. How, you know, he wants us every day. He wants us to glow. He wants us to shine. And that we need to know, you know, daily tips. It's very simple, just daily tips for daily success. And it's just where this idea
That's amazing. You know, what's so great, what's so good is even the Pockets of Hope podcast. Even the Pockets of Hope podcast, it actually, it started off with that same idea in mind, with the Holy Spirit just whispering to me, you know, to do something just to encourage people during the day. That's it. And in fact, the first several, you know, I think I have at least 30 previous episodes of this podcast, and they're all about 15, no more than 20 minutes long of just simple encouragement to take you through the day. And the idea is that, you know, not everyone can wake up, can boast about waking up early in the morning, you know, to spend their little quiet time with God, especially if you're a mother, a wife, or you're just a busy person in general. You know, it's difficult. I know for me it was. And so, but it doesn't mean that I have to rob myself of an opportunity to spend time with God. Just like with any relationship, you make time for the person that you love. You make time, you know, to spend with your significant other. And so I thought, you know what, let's do the podcast and let's just have it where we encourage people to take moments with God. So this could be, you know, while you're at work, on your lunch break, if you have a 5, 10, 20 minute lunch break, you could just pop in and listen to the Pockets of Hope. That's literally why it's Pockets of Hope. It's just small little pockets of time that you invest, you know, into your relationship with God. You just listen to a word, and you don't have to listen to the Pockets of Hope podcast, but just anything, any moment, you know. I know for me, a lot of times when I'm in the car on traffic in America, traffic in Fort Lauderdale is terrible. I'm not used to it. Coming from an island with just one traffic light, like we had legit one traffic light. So we don't have traffic. Traffic is not a thing, you know? And so when, you know, being here, a 5 minute drive takes like 30 minutes for whatever reason, because there's so much traffic. And so even in those moments, I just close my eyes and, you know, I just pray, or I just, you know, just kind of get on the inside of myself in my mind, and I just whisper a prayer to God, just constantly communicating with him, and not just communicating to hear myself, but to hear him, you know, just like, say something, Lord, you know, I'm listening. That's it. So that's how we get our hope. We get our hope just throughout the day. So that is a powerful book. And I hope that everyone who is tuning in today would go out and get those two wonderful books from the lovely Sylvie Rochelle. I am so honored to meet you. And we so in sync. you know, because my brand and my platform is glowing with purpose. And, you know, I'm the whole beauty queen. You out here writing the books and you're out here. So they look like stuff that I could even, you know, and include in my own platform. So congratulations to you on all the things that you're doing. It's such an honor, to meet you and to just be in this space with a young woman, just young people in general who are hungry after God and just after righteousness, just people who want to do the will of the Lord, you know, beyond, you know, titles, beyond the church walls. And, you know, 2020 showed us that we don't need walls. We don't need the buildings to do the work. We need to just go out there, whether we're doing it virtually, whether we're doing it on the radio waves, however we're doing it, you know, we just get out there. You know, I growing up, I would have people prophesy over my life, oh, you're going to preach in this country, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, right? And back then, you were thinking, oh, God, I'm going to be flying all over the place. I'm going to be, you know, on planes. I'm going to be catching flights just to preach and do. And yes, maybe that is coming. I truly believe it. But here it is. We can be, you know, in our own home, in our own space, and we are preaching and teaching and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to people, you know, all the way around the world. So it's even more possible now. So there's no need for shame. There's no need for fear. Even when it comes around you, there's no need for it. Just mind your mind. Mind your crown. Don't allow it to become a thorn on your head. It was placed to beautify you. Yeah. Beautify you. To elevate you, not to hurt you. So, amen.
Amen.
we can do this.
So beautiful, everything.
Thank you. Anything else you want to share with us even before we wrap up our session here today?
Mm-hmm. All that I want to share to, you know, anyone that is, you know, from everything we both just said, is really it's valuable that you have a relationship, you know, with God, that you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, that you learn to hear His voice, that you learn to know, you know, what He expects out of you. Because we're not serving a God that's, you know, He's not a statue. He's a real and living God. You know, He talks to us. He you know, He wants to guide us. So if you're the type of person you're saying you want God to really have His way in you, you know, get to know Him. Get to know His voice. Get to hear Him. You know, and the Bible even says in John 10:10, you know, my sheep know my voice. You know, they hear me. You know, they hear me. I hope I'm saying the right scripture, but I don't know. I have two scriptures in my head. But yes, it's in the book of John. But yes, and the Bible says that my sheep know my voice. You know, they don't follow the voice of a stranger, but they know my voice. So get to know, you know, the voice of Jesus, and He'll lead you wherever that you need to go.
That's amazing. You know, and I'm just going to hone in on that because I truly believe that. And the way that you do that, the way you become a sheep of God, like you're already a sheep, but you do that through relationship. Amen. You do that through relationship, and you seek to familiarize yourself with Him, because there are so many shepherds out there. There are so many people looking. Listen, if you're searching for a leader, you will find someone to lead you. Whether it is towards something good or towards something bad, there are people out here ready to give you a doctrine, ready to give you something to believe in. However, it's up to you to decide who are you going to follow. And you could choose to follow God, get to know Him as your personal Lord and Savior, experience one of those beautiful encounters that both Sylvia and I shared today. Have that for yourself. And then spend time in His Word. Listen, nothing beats spending time in the Word of God. Not to, you know, be all, you know, overly spiritual or anything, you know, or to remember scriptures. You read your word so you could understand the voice of God. That's literally why you do it. So you get to know who He is, what type of God is he? What's his tone? What certain times when I read the Bible, I think of what was his tone of voice? Like, what was he really trying to say to these people? How was he relaying his information? And that way, when I do hear the voice of God, when God gives me an instruction, I know, okay, is this urgent? Is this something that he's saying for the future? You know, because I don't think God isn't the author of confusion. He doesn't try to be cryptic. He, you know, he's God. Yeah. But he doesn't give you incomplete thoughts, but he does give you things in part too. So in part, like, you know, he imparts things, you know, peace maybe. But either way, if you know him and you know how he communicate with you, then you better understand, and you save yourself a whole lot of headache. You save yourself a whole lot of drama, because I was one of those people who would just hear something from God and go crazy, run with it. And then it's like, and then I get myself in trouble because the information he was giving me was not for today. You understand? It was for a little bit later. And so relationship, communication is key. You want your human relationships to work? Communicate. You want them to die? Stop talking. Okay, so if you want this to live, if you want it to stay, abide in Christ, communicate with him, have a relationship with him. You know, get to know him. He already knows you, so get to know him. That's the most important thing. So, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I just want to thank you, Sylvie, for being here today. My very first guest. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Man, I'm honored.
I'm so excited. And I know that you will be back. You definitely will be back. I feel, you know, I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my heart. You have such a gentle soul. I love it. I love your soul. And I love your spirit. And thank you for, you know, making this a reality for me, because, you know, sometimes God give you an instruction and it's like, okay, you're going to have guests. And until you have what he say you're having, sometimes it's like, where are the people, you know? But as soon as you said yes, as soon as you reached out, everything else just fell into place. So I thank you. I thank you for being obedient to the Spirit of God. Amen. To even offer yourself and to just, you know, say yes and to offer yourself to be a part of it. So thank you so much. And thank you to everyone who tuned in today. I pray that you would be blessed by our story. And I think a common theme here between Sylvie and I and our stories is the fact that it doesn't matter, you know, where you come from. Okay, even if the beginning of your story seems a little bit hard or it seems bleak, it doesn't seem like anything good is going to come out of it. Know that God was there too, and he's in your present time now, and he will give you beauty for your ashes, for all of your struggle. And, you know, he's going to bring you out. There's purpose in everything that you go through. So you guys will definitely hear a whole lot more of my story throughout the rest of this season. You get to talk to me, you get to learn about me, but it was so good to hear about Sylvie and how God brought her family, her and her entire family, out of Haiti and into Florida, and they are thriving and they are doing great things, ministers working for the Lord. So it's such an honor to have had you here today. So yes.
Amen. I'm so honored.
So God bless you all. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Pockets of Hope podcast. Until next week, where we will have another amazing guest. Can't wait for you to tune in. God bless you. Goodbye. Bye, Sophie.
Bye. All right, bye.